Looks like there will be a new face in the state legislature in Michigan's 55th State House District. This is Lisa Berry and part of our continuing primary election coverage here on 89.1 WEMU. We're joined by the winner of the Democratic spot for that seat, Felicia Brabeck. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good. You're officially the 55th District State Representative Democratic candidate. How long did you end up campaigning for before you got to this spot?
Well, yeah, that was one thing. But I also want to say before I answer that question, I have been so grateful to be in this spot and for all the unbelievable support that we got throughout the district. It always is a humbling experience. And I'm always reminded of that. And, you know, and last night was just a testament to everyone coming together. And our team was amazing. So I just am really grateful. But we had been working at this since we announced last June. So this was, you know, a long season for us.
And you've been on the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners for the past 8 years. How is that going to help you should you make it to Lansing?
So one of the things that I think being able to have this experience is going to help with is if I'm lucky enough to get elected in November and then be able to serve, you know, my first term, if you're able to serve subsequently to that, you only have 3 terms. It's not long, only 6 years to be able to get the work of, you know, the residents here done. And I think being able to know the system and kind of how it works and where you need to go and how you get information and how you present information to whom and where and the budget issues, knowing all of that before or having a really good sense of it before you're there, I think helps the process go faster. And then you're able to advocate much more appropriately and successfully. And so I really feel like being able to have been a county commissioner since 2011 has really teed me up for in a nice way to be able to advocate for our residents here.
And what will you be advocating for?
Oh, great question. So I'm a mental health care provider. I have a private practice here where I get to work with adolescents and adults, and I also get to sit on the community mental health board here in our community. And I have seen in both systems, both the public and the private system, how we need to do a much better job of allowing access to mental health care services for our residents. And so I want to advocate for that, greater access to mental health care. I want to advocate for environmental issues, particularly community and local toxins that we see that show up in our communities. I also want to be able to continue some of the work that I'm most proud of that I got to do as a commissioner, which is the racial equity work that I've been a part of, and want to continue to elevate and work on that at the state level, and want to work on educational issues, again, in terms of access. Really want to look at teacher attraction and retention. And so a variety of things and, you know, hope to be able to find partners in the House to do that work.
What about budget work? Michigan is obviously facing some tough financial times.
Yeah, and that's going to run through all of those issues. And I one of the things that I feel really lucky about is as a county commissioner for 4 years, I was the chair of the budget. And so having that experience, and learning what it's like being part of a small group of folks who had to really face, you know, multi-million-dollar budget deficit at the county level, knowing that it's going to be obviously larger at the state level, but having some of that experience, again, I think is going to help as I get to work with colleagues there to face, you know, okay, what decisions do we need to make to be able to right this ship.
Should you win the seat as Michigan's 55th District State Representative in November, what are your thoughts on working with Governor Gretchen Whitmer?
I would be very excited to work with her. You know, I've had the opportunity to talk with the Lieutenant Governor about mental health care and the need, again, for greater access, and look forward to working with their administration. I feel like they, in being able to talk with both of them, put people first. I really want to be a part of setting policy that does that in a very clear way. So I am so excited to be able to have the opportunity to do that.
And when you announced your intention to run for the State House seat over a year ago, we had no idea that we would be in a pandemic.
No.
Yeah.
How
does that impact what you'll think you'll be doing?
So I think to your previous question, the budget is going to become a much larger issue. You know, I think when, you know, prior to this, you know, we can kind of count on revenue projections, you know, within a margin, you know, count on that. And obviously, this is something that none of us predicted and has had catastrophic impacts. And so I think that working on the budget while trying to be able to do good policy work for our residents is going to be a balance that is going to be tricky to strike, but necessary. And it, you know, it's just something that we get to do. Like we must do it. We're going to have to find a way. And there are going to probably be some painful decisions, but it has to be done.
But you are a mental health practitioner. Does it concern mm-hmm. you at all that that's the situation you could be moving into, dealing, you know, you're making laws and governing the state, but you got to watch out for your own health as well.
Sure. Yeah, sure. It is, you know, one of the things that I'm, you know, great at working with people to say, hey, make sure you're, you know, we're really addressing self-care, and I need that message for myself too.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes you need to remind myself, like, hey, you know, take your vitamins, go for a walk, go for a run. You know, the other big thing for me, and you and I, you know, share this, is go laugh with friends. Right. You know, it's really important to do. And so we all need those reminders. And, you know, I think that, you know, again, if I'm lucky enough and the residents want me to be their representative to be able to do that, that's going to be something that I'm mindful of as well.
Yeah, technically, we can't lose sight of the fact it's not like the Ann Arbor City Council, where none of the five candidates have any competition in November. You do have a Republican opponent, right?
Right. Yes. Yes, that's correct.
Will we see you out and about campaigning actively then between now and November?
So we're going to see what happens with the pandemic. I do know, you know, one of the things that our campaign made a decision on was, you know, for the primary was to not knock doors, but we were on the phones a lot. So at least I know that we, you know, and texting. So I know that we have both of those avenues. I'm assuming we'll, you know, we probably will do a mailer. But the other place where I want to add a lot of our people power, including my own, is trying to flip the House. You know, and so doing what, you know, we can to help other candidates as well, you know, throughout the state, so that we can pick up those four seats, so that the Dems can have the majority in the House of Representatives.
That's what I was going to ask you. You, as a longtime Washtenaw County Commissioner, you're not new to politics, but then you go mm-hmm. to the state legislature. Are you anticipating it be another level of divide between the different parties?
Sure. You know, and it's, you know, it's hard because when you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And so I'm trying to go in just very optimistic in terms of the shared issues that we would want to work on, and kind of the greater good for our residents. And knowing that there's going to be, I mean, there are 110 state reps. You know, there are 9 county commissioners, right? So there are a lot more personalities and, you know, politics and policy to try and navigate. And so, yes, I anticipate that it will be different. It's much larger in scale, but, you know, hoping that, you know, good policy will prevail.
You're going for the seat currently held by Rebecca Warren. Have you been in touch with her at all during this process?
Yeah, so, you know, we've been in touch, and, you know, it's been nice to kind of have folks who, you know, not only Rebecca, but several of the other representatives have reached out, I've had meetings with them. They've been super supportive. I can remember one day when this was pre-pandemic, I was out knocking doors for another candidate, and I got to have I was having a phone call with Representative Warren, and you know, she was saying, it's great that you're out knocking doors. Like, that's how we really are able to connect with voters. You know, like, nice job. So, you know, it's been nice to have those conversations with all those representatives, and it's been amazing. I feel really lucky because it's been support from representatives from around the state, not just here in our county. So I've felt really honored for that support.
Have you thought up ahead about coming home and having coffee in the community, or how you'll stay connected to constituents?
Yeah. So again, kind of depending on the pandemic, is
we'll
figure out what's the best way to kind of have those open lines of communication. You know, whether that's, you know, a coffee hour, whether that's doing something, you know, virtually. You know, we're going to have to, I think, you know, see what happens in terms of our public health you know, limitations, what we're able to do, but definitely want to be able to have constituents get a hold of me and me get a hold of them and have those open lines of communication.
The new Zoom era of the state legislature in Michigan.
That's right.
Felicia Brabeck is the Democratic nominee for the 55th State House District seat. Thanks so much for talking to us here. Best of luck. Stay safe and stay healthy.
Thanks so much, Lisa. It's always a pleasure.